ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's treasurer says the coronavirus pandemic has created a, quote, economic disaster for the country. The PNG government is increasing the amount of debt it can legally take on as it struggles with the financial fallout of COVID-19. Australia is set to provide a new loan worth more than $135 million to our nearest neighbour and has also suspended repayments on an existing $440 million loan. Until a year ago, Australia had long avoided providing direct budget support to PNG, but clearly times have changed. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
They are having the mild flu now, mild flu headache and these symptoms.
Standing in a glass viewing area, Dr. Gary Now looks down on one of Port Moresby's premier indoor sporting facilities. But there are no games being played on the polished courts. It's been turned into a makeshift hospital for COVID-19 patients, and he's in charge of their care. PNG has now recorded just over 500 cases and 5 deaths.
I don't see the numbers slowing down, and for me, we are just seeing the initial part of what the next few months will hold for us.
While the numbers continue to rise, the government says the country won't be going back into lockdown. It simply can't afford to. PNG is not only facing a health crisis, but also an economic one. The Treasurer, Ian Ling-Stuckey, told Parliament COVID-19 has brought about an economic disaster for PNG.
The global economy has been decimated, as I mentioned last week.
Late yesterday, the Parliament passed a supplementary budget to try to handle a significant hit to the government's revenues. Treasury documents said a remaining financing gap was expected to be made up by friendly assistance from Australia. The ABC understands Australia is offering a loan worth $100 million, or more than 135 million Australian. The Asian Development Bank and Japan are also providing loans. Just a year ago, Australia gave PNG another loan worth $440 million to help refinance its debt. That marked a significant change in approach. It had been 20 years since Australia had provided direct budget support. It came amid fears PNG would otherwise turn to China for the loan. The concerns in Canberra about China's growing influence in the Pacific, especially when it comes to loans, remains. The Governor of Port Moresby, Powers Parkop, says PNG's economic woes are a bigger concern than coronavirus.
The consequence of economic meltdown would be more devastating than what COVID will ever threaten us.
But the threat of COVID-19 remains in people's minds, especially health professionals like Dr. Gary Now.
God bless us if we get through without too many deaths and without too much impact to our community.
In the meantime, PNG is having to pull some other economic levers to avoid a cash flow problem while it waits for the loans to come through.
That was PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reporting there. Now, ABC reporter Bethany Harriman was in Parliament yesterday and joins us on the line from Port Moresby. Kupla morning, lo you, Bethany.
Good morning, Talia.
Now, Bethany, it was a long-awaited supplementary budget update. In fact, I think we've been waiting since last week to hear what was going on. And even then, it came quite late in the day. So tell us what happened in Parliament yesterday.
Yes, it did. It did come really late after a long wait. So they've explained, the Treasurer explained that it was technical difficulties with some of the figures. That's why it came late. But the PNG government has passed a supplementary budget to cater for its increasing debt deficits and the losses caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The parliament heard from the country's treasurer, Ian Ling-Stuckey, that the country has lost over $2 billion since the pandemic. And there are plans to cover its growing budget deficit with concession alone again, which is a subject of much debate. When Treasurer Ian Ling-Stuckey presented the supplementary budget and talked about the MIFO report, much of the blame was put on former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill for over 50 billion kina in debt. He said, and I quote, the 50 billion kina man. There were also plans to increase the debt to GDP ratio from around 40% to 60% to allow them to legally borrow to manage the economy. Peter O'Neill was, of course, in Parliament and debated, and also the Shadow Treasurer, Joseph Lelang, criticised the Marape Stephen government, saying that they want to destroy the economy, calling on the on Prime Minister James Marape to sack Treasurer Ling Starkey for what they call is incompetence. Papua New Guinea is a fairly large economy with a budget of around 18 billion kina for 2020. That hasn't changed, so the deficit has increased to over 4 billion kina. So the need to borrow more to make up for the lack in the budget is something that is driving the government to increase the debt to GDP ratio. The real fear is, of course, the value of the kina dropping and inflation. But the Treasurer guaranteed the Parliament that they won't be printing new money. There were talks that this government would be printing new money at the central bank. They changed laws yesterday to at the central bank yesterday to allow them more power over the central bank, the Papua New Guinea Central Bank, and as well as they changed laws allowing people to access the superannuation if they have been laid off from COVID. So a lot of that happened in Parliament yesterday. The Treasurer told Parliament they'll be exhausting all other avenues, like increasing their overdraft facility at the central bank before they think of printing new money.
It definitely does sound like dramatic scenes. In 2020, of course, the global pandemic has put a lot of economic pressures on countries all around the world, and obviously in PNG as well. Bethany, you mentioned the MIEFO report, which is the Mid-Year Economic and Fiscal Outlook report that was also presented in Parliament yesterday. How does PNG look?
As Natalie said, you know, PNG's economy is suffering, Papua New Guinea, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the high loan repayments incurred in the past years. Many in Parliament are blaming the previous government, led by Peter O'Neill. Most of them who are on cabinet, even the Prime Minister was the finance minister at the time, and he did take some blame also. Governor Byrd from East Sepik, quite frankly, told Parliament to stop blaming the former Prime Minister and start looking for solutions. The Prime Minister, James Marape, saying in Parliament that Peter O'Neill often made unilateral decisions without considering cabinet advice. That's not the first time he's said it. He said that when they were changing government almost 1 year ago. Actually, 1 year ago when they changed government, it was the reason why they changed government. The major losses this year during COVID-19, the store goods services area of the economy, and of course, PNG's major extractive resource sector and its mines. The Porgera mine has been closed for the better half of the year, and the Okteri mine is still shut after the coronavirus cases were reported. The country has been able to ride the wave because of support from countries like Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan, and the United States, basically multilateral and bilateral partners, aid donors. But the PNG government, they were happy with the fact that because of COVID-19, real attention has been made to the agricultural sector, where they're expecting growth.
Now, you're listening to Pacific Beat. I'm joined by ABC reporter Bethany Harriman. Now, it does paint a pretty grim picture of the economic outlook for PNG, but do you think PNG will be okay?
Well, that's a good question. The country's parliament, in their move to increase debt to GDP ratio to 60%, have shown that they have the confidence to to take PNG through this uncertain period. But they acknowledge that tough decisions have to be made in areas of investment to bring, you know, much needed revenue for the country to fill in the very wide gap that could potentially cause a lot of lack in key areas that they need to finance in the budget, if not filled. But again, PNG does have help from its donor partners, as I've mentioned. They also mentioned that in Parliament that's the backbone of what they plan to do to mitigate, you know, COVID-19 and the high debt levels. While it works to build its own revenues from reforms in agriculture and other sectors.
Now, Bethany, you're in Papua New Guinea. I know as journalists, we're eagerly waiting for budget updates, and we are the kind of people who will stay up late to watch Parliament. But on the ground, were people glued into it as much as we were? And what are they making of it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I've had conversations with other journalists at Parliament who are very concerned. I was coming back home from Parliament very late, and the drivers in the vehicle I was asked me about what was happening. They were interested to know if the supplementary budget was passed, if the reports were given, and how Papua New Guinea looked. You know, there's really interest since COVID hit. There's an employment hole, which the government has described. Formal sector employment fell by nearly 100,000 jobs relative to growth trends. And lots of families lost their jobs, and the economy and, you know, the government revenue has fallen. The deficit is growing, and of course, lower tax collections from these jobs are missing, and international debt interests have also increased. You know, it's around it's 10 times greater. It's now 436 million and growing.
And I think that this is what really 2020 has shown us globally, how we are paying more attention to what our politicians are doing, because we kind of are trusting them to guide us out of this, you know, economic downfall that the global pandemic has created. Bethany, thank you so much for joining us with Pacific Beat, and also for staying up late last night to watch the Parliament as well.
Pleasure.
Thank you. That was ABC reporter Bethany Harriman there, joining us from Port Moresby.